This is Apollo Control at 151 hours, 12 minutes. It's been about 30 minutes since we last heard from Scott and Irwin on the lunar surface. It'll be about 10 minutes before we reacquire radio contact with Al Worden in the command module. At the present time, the two astronauts on the lunar surface are in the process of getting the LEM cabin cleaned up, squared away for their rest period. They'll be getting out of their suits, recharging the portable life support systems, and eating dinner. And we also have open a debriefing on the second extravehicular activity of today before we put them to bed.
You are. I've got some word for you, if you before you get to the Swiss recharge and the ETB storage.
Okay, Jim's just getting out of his suit now. I'm out of my...
Okay, Dave, I bet that feels good.
Yeah, boy.
Look, on that telemetry biomed, since we looked at you last night, you can leave that where it is in the right position, and we'll look at Jim tonight.
Okay, fine. And I'll tell you, the secret to living up here is getting out of these suits. It really makes a difference.
Yeah, I believe you're absolutely right. Okay, and I owe you a word on your Swiss recharge. When you have those things in that good vertical position, they want you to charge that descent water for 10 minutes instead of the 5 you have in your checklist.
Okay, that's easy enough. 10 minutes instead of 5. We'll do that.
Okay, Dave, the only additional thing I had for you, you can just listen to this. Before you put the film away in ETB, I've got a little word on the 60mm stuff, and also I'll talk to you about Jim's 70mm when you come back to me.
Okay, Dick, we'll get in close as we get to that point.
And I just thought I'd let you know you've worked right through your eat period.
No, we were just looking at that. As a matter of fact, I think we got 10 minutes left, don't we?
No, I'm sorry about that, old friend.
By golly, you're right. We just went by it, didn't we? Oh, well. We have to skip some of the things up there, I guess.
Okay, Mr. Matter Day 2, let me talk about the ETB.
Dave, can you hold up till we clear up the comp, please?
Okay, Dave, this is Houston. How do you hear me now?
Good afternoon.
Okay, it seems to have cleared up, Dave, on your ETB loading. If you've got page 8-7 there for the ETB, I've got just a couple changes.
Okay, I've got it right in front of me with a pencil there.
Okay, there's on the black and white mag column for which that has VV and WW. Add, Roger, Roger.
Okay, add Roger to V, Victor, and Victor.
Okay, Dave, you're down quite a bit. Scratch the black and white magazine Mike that was on the 500, leave that on toward the limb, and you can use WW, which is on the next line up there for the 500mm. Add two more 16mm, golf, golf, and hotel, hotel.
Okay, Okay, so far I've added Roger, Scratch Mike, and added Golf Hotel in the 16th.
Okay. And you can use WW on the 500. On this 1600 millimeter stuff, some instructions that never got up to you, it didn't get us until the day. On those 16 millimeter mags, the limit on advancing that film frame, and there are two red marks alongside the window there, and if you can line up a perforation hole with those two red marks, we ought to be in business on the 16 millimeter.
I think we did that today. We knew about that primarily because of the split lane problem, and we made sure all along that those perforations were lined up with the red marks.
Okay. Okay, that's very good. Then we've done all we can with the 16, and I don't know what you've done with Jimmy's 70 millimeter, but the only thing we can suggest from down here, if they're still the mag still has exposures left, play the game with the two white windows on the camera and the magazine, and if that mag doesn't work, try to find one that does, I guess.
Okay, we haven't had a chance to exercise it yet, but we'll put everything we can figure in as we get to the studio time.
Yeah, I knew you would. I just wanted to remind you of it. Would you verify the Mesa heater circuit breaker is open for me?
Okay, it was closed and now it's open.
Okay, thank you. And I guess you still have taping procedures for your PLIS, and we'll call you when the VHF window comes up with Al. Further, there will be no science debriefing for you guys tonight. You did such a superb job today that we don't have very many questions down here, and we'd like to use that time to get you going and get you to bed. And as you can well guess, we're holding liftoff time right where it is, and we want you to get a good night's sleep, so we're going to have to steal some time from somewhere, and we're doing the best we can. We're looking at the EVA for tomorrow for you.
Okay, Dick, we know it's in good hands. We'll be standing by. We'll give you a call when we get around to the pressure recharge.
Okay, very good, David. If you want, do you want to talk to Al this past?
Yeah, let's say hello to Al.
Okay, I'll give you a call.
This is Apollo Control at 151 hours, 47 minutes. In about 5 minutes, the command module, without word on the board, will be coming within VHF range of the lunar module. And the two crews plan to attempt to make VHF contact. They will be within VHF range from about 151 hours, 51 minutes, until about 152 hours, 4 minutes, or about 13 minutes. In our last conversation with Al Worden, I got a status from him on the performance of the camera equipment and sensors in the scientific instrument module bay of the service module, and Worden reported that the cameras are functioning very well. We do have a couple of relatively minor problems at this point in the sim bay. The boom, which deploys the mass spectrometer out a distance of about 24 feet from the mold line of the service module, appears to be binding up, possibly when retracted. At least we've noticed that when retracting the mass spectrometer on the boom, it is retracting more slowly than we would expect. Since we're not in the most favorable attitude at the present time for use of the mass spectrometer, which gathers information on the lunar atmosphere, we plan to delete extending the mass spectrometer this evening and to assure that we do have a fully operational instrument later in the flight when the command module will be in a more favorable attitude to obtain this kind of information. Also, the laser altimeter, which is used in conjunction with the mapping camera, does not appear to be providing usable altitude data. We've been observing this, and it was thought that perhaps when the sim bay reached the proper temperature and the instruments there had cooled down to the proper point, that the altimeter would begin working. However, we do not have, are continuing to get no usable data from the altimeter, and are beginning to reach the conclusion that perhaps we are not going to get laser altimeter data. This is not particularly serious. It's one very useful piece of information which we would like to have on the mapping camera. This altimeter provides an altitude reference on each frame that is shot with the mapping camera, allowing map makers who will be working with the photographs following the mission to determine the precise altitude of a particular point on the photograph, and from that to calculate the altitudes of other features in the photo frame. We're now about 1 minute away from the scheduled time at which the command module will reach VHF acquisition with the lunar module. And you heard Dave Scott a while ago say that he did plan to try to get in some communications with Al Worden aboard the orbiting command module. So we'll stand by for that.
Falcon, Houston. Go ahead.
Roger. Al's going to give you a call on Simplex Alpha. Out now.
Okay, thank you. I'm ready here. Okay, Imperial Falcon, you must be on the other side of the mountain. We'll just stand by to use it over, because you're always broken over there on the other side. Hi, Endeavor the Falcon. How are you? Endeavor Falcon, you're broken. How's this? Okay, we'll wait till you get closer over here so you can pass the mountain. Hi, Endeavor the Falcon. How are you? Endeavor Falcon, you're broken. How's this? Okay, we'll wait till you get closer over here so you can pass the mountain. How are things going up there? Get lots of good data. Yeah, we are too. We're got a little over 100 pounds today. Got up the side of the mountain. Got a good look around. Things are going real well. Oh man, it was super. Cooper. We've got some great pictures for you. Yeah, I tell you, I hope you can see these rover tracks because out front of the limb here looks like a freeway.
Yeah, I bet it does. Well, you collect another bunch of rocks tomorrow and bring them home.
Okay, make a nice little place for them.
Yeah, we'll make place for whatever you bring home.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I'll throw my soap down, will you? And my spoon.
Forget something, Jim?
I really need my soap.
Don't mind if I use it, do you? Well, I haven't had a chance to use it yet, but I might tonight.
I suggest you wait for tomorrow
night. Yeah, that's true. It'll pay for us all to do that tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'll tell you,
how they holding up?
Very well.
I understand the rover is doing fine.
Oh, the rover is doing absolutely good. Going up the side of that mountain.
Sounds great.
Okay, Alpine camera off, please.
Okay.
And Falcon Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, we've seen water usage in the last few minutes. Can you confirm that this is the Pliss refill?
That's correct. We're 9 minutes into the 10-minute refill.
Roger, beautiful, thank you. And we have two other items for you here. I have some liftoff times when Jim's ready to copy. And I'd like to reinforce for your consideration Dick's comments on sleep time. We have a hard limit down here of 7 hours from the time you crawl into the hammocks until the time we can figure on you arising to start activities tomorrow. If you understand.
Yeah, Roger. I think we're making some time up. We're in pretty good shape. We're almost finished with dinner, and we've got one foot just now finishing its recharge, and two trolls sewed, and we've sewed some of the rocks, so we're in pretty good shape.
Okay, and the sooner you can call me to say that you're in the hammocks, that's fine with me.
I understand your problem.
We'd like it to be
delay turning off the laser altimeter and closing the covers. And Falcon, Houston, over. Roger, Falcon, and I guess we're a little gun-shy, but we're still seeing some water usage, and we'd like to confirm that you're getting some good out of it and it's not running out on the floor.
Well, listen, we're glad you're watching. We like that.
And we're charging the second trip right now. We've got 5 minutes trip to it.
I say again, Dave, you're kind of weak.
I said, we're glad you're watching, and we're charging the second flip now, and we're about 5 minutes into it.
Okay, very good. Go ahead, Hadley, this is Houston.
Yes, Bob, ready to copy liftoff time, 38-41.
All right, be right with you. Okay, Jim, we have T38 is 151-5858. T39 is 153-5703. T40 is 155-5507. T41 is 157-5314. Over.
Roger, Bob. Copied 151-5858, 153-5703, 155-5507, and 157-5314. Over.
Roger, good read back, Jim, and I think that's all I have on my list here. We'd like a crew status report sometime before you go to bed, but unless you guys have a question, that's about all I have here on the ground.
Okay, our first recharge is about to sleep.
Okay, copy.
Houston, Hadley Base.
Ed Hadley. Hadley Base, this is Houston. Over.
Hey, Bob, this is Jim. Bob, this is Jim calling.
Go ahead. Jim, this is Bob. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering whether you had heard from the Endeavour that's sailing through the Northwest Passage. Should be at Point Barrow now. He said he'd be trying to give us a call.
Is it tonight?
Well, sometime while we're on the moon.
Okay, we've heard nothing that I know of.
Okay, somehow he's going to try to come through mission control down there.
Okay, no, I haven't seen anything while I've been in here. And Jim, you and Dave might think also that...
Hear from...
Go ahead. Stand by, Jim.
Yeah, your transmission was cut out. Say again, Bob.
Okay, Jim, it turns out we do indeed have said message. which reads, we carry out our separate voyages in the spirit of endeavor which unites people in their efforts to overcome the common task when confronted by the elements of sea and wind or a harsh environment of space. Hopefully this force will bring the nations of Earth closer together as we explore beyond our planet in the name of endeavor. And so forth. Okay?
Very good. Thank you for the message,
Bob. Okay, and another message that you guys might pause to consider is that the surgeons are going to want you to change your sponges and tapes in the morning.
Roger, we understand.
Okay. We'll be standing by for a call when you go to sleep.